journalists from mainstream media in Turkey, Egypt, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Sri Lanka, who are part of this year's tour, visited an exhibition which showcases major terrorism cases in the region. Since the 1990s, the three evil forces of terrorism, extremism, and separatism in China and abroad have plotted, organized, and conducted thousands of violent terrorist attacks in Xinjiang, killing a large number of people and hundreds of police officers, as well as immeasurable property damage. Mr. Dickman, chairman of the Journalist Association in Izmir, says as Turkey is also being plagued by terrorism, his country is among those that understand what China is experiencing.
The exhibition we see today shows the bloodshed and death resulting from terrorism. I really think it's a brave move to showcase the suffering inflicted by terrorism to the world with no reserve. People can understand it better with their own eyes.
Facing complex and grave circumstances, the Chinese government has resolutely taken measures in preventing and combating violent terrorist crimes in accordance with the law. Turkish journalist Yanis Taha Ersin says China's experiences are helpful for his country and the rest of the world.
The Chinese government has rolled out a string of effective measures, largely preventing terrorist attacks from happening. There have been no violent terrorist attacks for 25 consecutive months in Xinjiang. I hope the stability and peace will continue.
Terrorism and extremism are very hard to root out and can easily resurge. In an interview with the media last October, Shorat Zakir, chairman of the government of Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region, said authorities have given equal importance to fighting and preventing terrorism and sought to combine the fight against violent terrorist crimes with the protection of human rights. Kandahar Urban Weekly chief editor Abdul Matin Amiri says he hopes his country can learn from Xinjiang's experience in curbing spread of terrorism.
Terrorism is the common enemy of mankind, not just a region or a nation. I see this is happening almost every single day in Afghanistan, and I really hope the international community can work closely in the fight against terrorism. And we also hope to get the assistance from China. Because the Chinese government has done a great job on this, I hope they can share experiences with Afghanistan.
FM 98 Sino-Pakistan Friendship Station host Tazawar Zaman Babar adds that terrorism has nothing to do with religious beliefs, and Islam is a religion that advocates peace. Terrorist activities in the name of Islam must be opposed. Xinjiang has started to enjoy the dividend of effective counter-terrorism efforts. In 2017, Xinjiang had a 7.6% growth in GDP, while the per capita disposable income of residents increased by 8%. Tourism boomed in the same year when the region registered more than 100 million trips by domestic and international tourists, a year-on-year growth of 32%.